If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We believe we're living in the greatest days of opportunity in all the history of Christianity. Never before has the church had such a challenge as it has today. When our Lord Jesus Christ was upon the earth, He gave a commission to the church. That commission was to go around the world and preach the gospel. They had no airplanes. They had no trains. They had no cars, no radios, no telephones, no television. And yet our Lord Jesus said, "Go to the ends of the earth to evangelize." Well, today, almost 2,000 years later, we have all of the modern means of communication and travel to get the gospel around the world. So I repeat, these are days of tremendous opportunity for the church to evangelize the world. And that is the business of Worth Baptist Church. During these days of the fall season, we're experiencing a tremendous and wonderful time of harvest. Let me give you a personal invitation to come today and share in harvest time our festival of faith during the days of the fall. We invite you to attend our Sunday school. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The theme of the Sunday school year for 1974-75 is this: "With God, nothing shall be impossible." We believe God is a God of great things. God has worked many wonderful things in our midst. When we look back over the years of the history of Worth Baptist Church, we are made to rejoice in all the good things that God has done for us. And as we continue through these days, ending out 1974, the greatest year in our history, we're expecting even greater things of the Lord. So we would like for you to come and share them with us. The motto of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. As stated before, we have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that's the Bible, the Word of God. We are currently in a series of studies in the Gospel according to John. Today in chapter 3, the new birth, we invite you to come and study God's Word with us, where the teachers are trained and dedicated to the high and holy task of rightly dividing the Word of truth. Then our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We would be happy for you to come and bring the family and bring a friend and share with us in the festival of faith during the fall season. Why not make up your mind now that this day will be a day of new beginnings for you? You may have many difficulties and many problems and many heartaches in your life today, but I've come to tell you that no problem is too great for God. Our Lord Jesus Christ is able to do far above anything that you could ask or that you could think or that you could even expect of Him. So give God a chance today. While you're making your plans for today's activities, include Christ in your plans. Include the Sunday school. Include the Bible and the church. Include worship in your plans today. We need not remind you that without God, you can do nothing. In Him, you live and you breathe and you have your being. God is the great God of the universe, and God loves you, and God wants to do something wonderful for you today. Will you give Him a chance to do it? Put yourself in a place of blessing and let God bless you today. We believe if you'll come and visit the Sunday school and the services of worship today at Worth Baptist Church, you'll find something that perhaps you've been looking for a long time. friendly atmosphere, a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship the Lord, and there will be for you a warm welcome and hospitality here at Worth Baptist Church. These are days of difficulty, not only locally, but nationally and internationally. The problems of the Middle East, the recognition of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, all of these things fit into the prophetic picture of God's Word. So we want you to come today and learn more about these things from the Bible as you visit with us here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We have recently purchased 14 acres adjoining the Fort Worth State School at Loop 820. And we would be happy for you to put that on your prayer list and pray that God will continue to open the doors that we might soon move in that direction. But until we do, right here at our present location where we have been for some 20 years, 3309 Wilbarger Street, a warm welcome awaits you to serve the Lord with us today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Again, I remind you, if you would like one or any of the cassette tapes of the broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour, simply write and inquire as to how you can receive them by writing today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled Getting to Know God. And I'm going to read from the book of Acts, chapter 17, beginning at verse 22. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy timeless word today. We thank Thee for the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee that Thou didst send the Lord Jesus Christ to die for us. And we thank Thee that Thou hast made the way of salvation plain for all men. We ask that as this broadcast fills the air, that many hearts would be blessed, that many lives would be transformed, that souls would be saved. Use, we pray Thee, this message to the furtherance of the gospel of Christ and to Thine own honor and glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. Now these verses in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotion, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Getting to know God. I suppose the greatest need of this hour is for men to really know God. If we could catalog and classify all of the messages that have ever been preached, I'm sure that Paul's message on Mars Hill would rank near the top. This is one of the outstanding messages of the history of Christianity. The purpose of Paul's message was to introduce the men of Athens to the true and living God. Now, these men were religious. In fact, Paul said, I perceive that you're too religious. They had all of their altars and all of their inscriptions, and they worshiped many idol gods. Someone noted that it was as easy to meet a god in Athens as it was to meet a man. Yes, they had their gods, they had their formal worship, they had their ritualism, their ceremonial worship. They were religious, but they did not know God. I'm speaking to someone this moment who is religious. Perhaps you've been baptized. Maybe you've learned the catechisms. Perhaps you belong to the church. Your name is on the row. You're religious, but you're lost. Such was the case of the men in Athens. So Paul introduced them to the true and living God. Paul knew God in a personal relationship, and he wanted all other men to have that same experience. And I want you to know today that we, here at Worth Baptist Church, and through the means of Worth Baptist Hour, want you to know God. We want you to know Him in a true experience. And so I've entitled my message, Getting to Know God. In the first place, you should know Him in the fullness of the Christian life. Man is more than a physical being. Man has a spiritual nature. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone." What did Jesus mean by that statement? Jesus meant that man is more than a physical being. Man is a spiritual being also, and man cannot be satisfied only fulfilling the lust and the desires and the appetites of the flesh. Man must go beyond. Man must have a spiritual food to satisfy his spiritual appetite. The things of the earth never fully satisfy. Just suppose you had all the money in the world. What would you do with it? Money will not buy health, nor happiness, nor heaven. So money, all the silver and gold, will never satisfy you. What if you traveled to all the countries of the world and saw all of the magnificent scenes and all of the intriguing areas of the world to go into today? What if you could do all of that? That would not satisfy the longing that is in your heart for a world without pain, and without problems, and without poverty. What if you had all the knowledge in the world? You knew everything. That would not satisfy the longing in your heart to know God. The wise Solomon said, "I tried it all, wine and women and wealth and wisdom." And then Solomon concluded, "All is vanity. Everything under the sun is vain, is empty, is profitless." So my friend, if you had all of the money and all of the travels and all of the knowledge and all the wisdom and all the wealth and all of the power in this world, these things would not satisfy the innate longing in your heart to know God. And the only way that you can know God is to know Him through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That personal encounter with Christ that we call the new birth. Remember, Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was a very religious man, "You must be born again." That is, you must be born from above. You've had a physical birth, and you must have a spiritual birth if you're going to enter the kingdom of God. And I would repeat the words of our Savior to you today. Regardless of how religious you are, regardless of how much of the Scripture you can quote, regardless of how many churches you've joined or how many times you've been baptized, unless you've had that experience of the new birth, unless and until you've been born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The purpose of a railroad track is to keep the train in line to reach its destination. If the engineer decides to get off the track, he will end up in the ditch. And God says to you, my friend, "The track of life is my eternal law. If you follow my law, if you follow my book, your life will be happy and your life will be thrilling. If you get off the track, you'll end up in the ditch of confusion and chaos." There is but one way to have a full and satisfying life, and that is to know God in the fullness of the Christian experience. And then in the second place, you should know him in the fellowship of divine love. Love is the greatest force on earth today. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12 said that hatred stirreth up anger, but love doeth a good thing. God has a great circle of love around him. That circle is big enough for every member of Adam's race. I want you to know today that you can enter that circle of God's love. All men, all over the earth, in every age, on every continent, in every climate, all men are invited to come into the circle of God's love. The Bible says, in the very last invitation of the Word of God, the book of the Revelation, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. That invitation is to you today, my friend. It doesn't matter what your past has been. God is calling you into the circle of his love. I read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. And the Greek for world there is oikoumene, which means the whole inhabited earth. So we might read it, for God so loved the whole inhabited earth, and that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that means you, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We read in 1 John chapter 4 at verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And then in Romans 5:8 we read, but God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said those are the greatest words in the Bible, Christ died for us. Let me change that to read, Christ died for you. You individually, you personally, and I believe had you been the only member of Adam's race, if you were the only person alive in the world today, Christ Jesus would still have died for you, because God loves you enough to give all that he has for your eternal salvation. The thief on the cross stepped into God's circle of love. Remember that day when they were crucified outside the walls of Jerusalem? The thief looked to Jesus and said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Thou, Lord Jesus Christ, answered, this day, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I read the story of a man who, giving his testimony, said, and I quote, I came to Jesus and knelt at his feet. He didn't scold me. He knew I'd been scolded enough. He didn't even give me any advice. He knew that I'd had enough advice. He simply put his arms around me and loved me, and I arose a new man. And that can be your experience today. Come to Jesus Christ, and he will put his strong and loving arms about you, and you can come out of that experience a born-again creature, a new creature in Jesus Christ. Then in the third place, I would say that you should know him in the forgiveness of your sins. The prodigal son experienced forgiveness when he came home. And the father said, put on his ring, on his finger the ring, put on his feet the shoes, put on his back the robe. This, my son, was lost, and he's now found. He was dead, and now he's alive. Remember, the father did not scold the boy. The father did not give the boy advice. When the boy came home, the father loved him. Young man, let me speak to you a moment today. You've left home. You're away from family. You're away from God. You've gone the way of sin and sorrow and shame. But your father's still waiting for you. And your heavenly father is waiting for you. And if you'll just come back to him today, he'll put his arms around you and he'll love you and he'll make a new man out of you and he'll forgive you. By the way, do you know what God does with your sin when he forgives them? I read in Psalm 103 and verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our sins from us. I read in Isaiah 38:27, for Thou hast cast all my sins behind Thy back. Not only that, but God will never remember them against you anymore. Jeremiah 31:34 declares, I will remember thy sin no more. The poet said, as far as the east is removed from the west, my sins are remembered no more. Forever my soul is at perfect rest. My sins are remembered no more. Forgiven, forgotten, all cleansed in the blood, my sins are remembered no more. Atoned for by Christ in Calvary's flood, my sins are remembered no more. But that's not all, my friend. God will cast your sins into the depths of the sea. I read in Micah 7:19, Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Oh, my friend, you ought to know Him in the forgiveness of sins this moment. I have a footnote and then I shall be through. You should know Him in the companionship of prayer. Did you ever feel that God was a long way off? That He was out of range of hearing your prayers? Well, Job felt the same way. And from a heart of despondency and despair, Job cried out, Oh, that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even to His seat. Listen carefully, and I'll tell you where you can find Him. My friend, you can find Him right where you left Him. Turn back to where you left Him, and you will find Him there. He is waiting by the bedside where you used to kneel in prayer. He is standing by the chapel in that long abandoned pew. He stands by your forsaken place where the laborers are so few. You are older, wiser, broken. You are tired of self, 'tis true. So return to where you left Him. He's waiting there for you. Oh, my friends, you can find Him today, right where you left Him, this moment, right by your radio. Bow your head and ask God to forgive you and step into the circle of His love. You'll get to know God in a personal way. Again, we remind you that we would be happy to have you come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. So until next Lord's Day, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.